Women carrying their belongings on their heads arrive at the UNMISS Protection of Civilians, or POC, site in Malakal, which is hosting about 19,000 people. Rains have created puddles and ponds at the site, making life difficult for the displaced. The head of UNMISS, Hilda Johnson, is at the site to see how people live.
The commissioning of a new POC site is absolutely critical. We have seen the conditions people are living under here. It's absolutely unacceptable. And we need to make sure that people can live dignified lives. There's too many and too little space, and the mud has made it very, very difficult for them. So the new POC site is critical. With 8,000 people moving there, we can improve the conditions here and we can improve the conditions where they are now moving to.
Wind is blowing at the site where washing is drying on barbed wire that is serving as a fence to protect civilians. Nearby, the UN flag flies at a tower where a peacekeeper is watching over the site. A battalion from Rwanda has arrived to reinforce UNMISS. Deborah Sheen is UNMISS's coordinator in Upper Nile State.
Security is the reason why the IDPs have come to UNMISS. And our first responsibility is to ensure that where they are is a safe area and a secure area. With the arrival of the Rwanda Batu, we were able to then man the sentry posts and therefore provide the outer perimeter security.
One of the civilians sheltering at the site is Angelina Otho, a mother of four who came to Malakal from an overcrowded camp. She's hoping for a more permanent solution to the conflict in South Sudan.
We are now coming to live here, but it is not the solution to our problems. We want peace so that our children can go back to school and be comfortable.
But for now, she can rely on the protection by UNMISS, which is also helping to address the humanitarian and political crisis in South Sudan. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.